The title of this post is Force Fucked by the Cop. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Step out of the car, please, ma'am. Nicole was in deep shit moments earlier. Her now ex-boyfriend dropped ship. Note to self, never date jobless pot-smoking losers ever again, even if they're fun and exciting at the time. Slowly, nervously, she wound down the window. Is there a problem, officer? Even though it was dark, she could make out the heavy muscled contours of his body, straining tightly against his shirt. Her question was met with silence and a steely gaze. Without much choice, she exited her vehicle. She was glad that they were in a side street. At least no one was around to witness this debacle. Are you aware that you're driving with a broken taillight? She totally did, but she didn't have the time or money to fix it. No, sir, I did not. Do I smell narcotics? Fuck, I'm going to need to search you. His voice took on a stern tone. Step over to the police vehicle. Shit, shit, shit. Not only did Brad ditch her, he truly fucked her over this time. Each step felt heavier than the last as she made her way towards the cruiser. Suddenly, her legs gave way, and her body slammed onto the bonnet. The policeman threw her hard onto the bonnet and grabbed hold of her wrists, cuffing them. Pain stabbed her as the metal teeth bit hard into her flesh. I'm going to have to search you for contraband. Without waiting for a reply, the officer patted Nicole down. He was close. She felt his entire body encompassing her from behind. Even out in the cold, frigid evening, she felt his body heat. For a split second, she was tempted to buck like a horse to escape. But where would she go? Especially with handcuffs on her. It was a fight or flight delusion. His sheer presence was imposing, dominating. There would be no escaping. Better to feign passivity. His big, heavy hands pawed her body firmly, leaving nothing to chance. The fact that his hands lingered a bit too long on her breasts and buttocks didn't escape her notice. For some reason, her nipples hardened under his touch. He sneered at her, his eyes filled with lust as he forced her legs open, running against her stockings, rutting up her skirt and groping her panties. His thick, rough fingers sent bolts of illicit pleasure through her core, and she desperately hoped he would pull his hand away before he realized that her panties were becoming wetter by the second. "What's this?" he asked, pulling a little bag of brown substance out of her coat pocket. Shit, it was Brad's coat. She wore it because the fucking heater didn't work in the car, and be damned if she's going to drive home freezing her tits off. "It's not mine," desperation laced her voice. "This isn't my coat. It's my boyfriend's." "Your boyfriend a dealer?" "No, I mean, I don't know." His voice took on a menacing growl. "You know what I hate most? Drug dealers. Scum who are a blight to the community." Her heart banged hard against her rib cage. She never had so much a speeding ticket before. "Please, it's all a big misunderstanding. I think we'll settle this down at the station. Hope you have a good lawyer." Fear bubbled in the pit of her stomach. This can't happen. No way, not with her barely pushing her way through college. Not with her mother struggling so hard to get her there in the first place. A criminal record will ruin everything. "Please," she begged. "Please, let's work something out. I can't go to the station. You trying to bribe me? It just came out." Nicole didn't think of the ramifications of what she just said. I'm trying so hard to stay out of trouble. And my mom will be so disappointed in me." His hand danced and circled the inner walls of her thighs. It was so close. She was certain that he could feel the heat emanating from her pussy. "Maybe I could teach you a lesson in other ways." "Yes, please, sir." It shocked Nicole that she complied a bit too easily. Maybe a part of her welcomed it. She never encountered a man to be so forceful and confident. All she had were boys, guys who tried to impress her to get into her pants. This cop, he didn't try to impress. He's just going to take. And God, she wants to be taken. Still splayed on the bonnet, she bit down on her lower lip as the officer spread her legs apart, hands under her skirt. His thumbs hooked over the sides of her panties and pulled down. She gasped as her pussy quivered against the cold, wintry air. "Teach a dirty bitch like you a lesson," he growled. He shoved her hard. A loud thump reverberated as her body hit the bonnet. The banging sound echoed in the dark alleyway. Suddenly, she felt a cold draft as the cop lifted up the back of her coat and then her skirt in one fell motion. Rough, leathery fingers yanked the fabric of her panties aside, and his digits then glanced over her pussy, setting off trails of excited fire. She whimpered in response. "What a fucking slut. You're wet for it." You think it escaped my notice? She heard the sound of his zipper being undone. Then she felt it. You want this? I. The crown of his cock slapped against her wet, aching pussy. Nicole's eyes went wide as she realized how big and thick he was. It had to be as thick as a baseball bat. And no, it's too big, she cried, trying to ignore how fucking amazing it felt against her inflamed lips. You're a fucking pain. Turn around. She did as she was told, and when she saw his cock, groaned in shock. It was thick and curved. It had to be the length of her forearm, and more. The cop must have known what she was thinking, and he sneered with pride. Yeah, slut, picked the wrong night to run into a big-dicked cop. He grabbed the a fistful of her hair and pushed her forcefully down, her knees hitting the ground in the cold. Wet gravel bit at her kneecaps. Now suck it before I change my fucking mind. Maybe I'll let the boys have a turn with you. Nicole groaned and told herself to comply. She wasn't ready to admit that she liked how selfish and forceful this bastard was. Her pussy pulsed with anticipation. She liked sucking dick. Hell, she prided herself on it. But she never had a monster cock like this before. Butterflies danced in her stomach, and it felt like her first time all over again. Almost gingerly, she reached out as wrapped around this shaft. She moaned under her breath as she felt how hot and thick his python cock was. She tried not to lick her lips as it pulsed in her hand. She couldn't help but imagine how it'll feel in her tight little cunt. Suck it, bitch. His words were harsh and degrading. Any other time, she would be out on the streets, protesting against police brutality with her fellow classmates. But right now she was on her knees and going to pleasure this pig. A part of her thrilled at being a good little whore for him. Nicole stuck out the tip of her tongue and ran it from the base of his shaft and up along his length. Her tongue felt hypersensitive, the taste buds picking up every ridge and vein along his dick. She moaned at the saltiness, the pungent musk of an aroused male. As she made her way to his big mushroom tip, his cock twitched and a thick drop of precum beaded out. Instinctively, she lapped it up, mewling at the salty sweet taste. The cop looked down at her, looking like a tower of absolute authority. You like the taste, don't you? Bet that's what you fucking liberals do all day in college, fuck around and not much else. Nicole wanted to protest, but as she opened her mouth, the cop grabbed the back of her head and forced his bulbous head into her mouth. Her lips stretched painfully to accommodate him, tears welling up in her eyes. Yeah, suck it, he growled. And don't even think about using your teeth. Nicole moaned and her tongue took on a life of its own. It curved around clumsily in her mouth, licking his cock head with what little space she had to work with. The stench of arousal only served to arouse herself too. With her handcuffed hands, she reached down and absentmindedly teased her own pussy, feeling how soaked she was for this asshole. Her jaw loosened, letting his oversized cock ease in and out of her mouth easier. She felt disgusted with herself. Here she was, being mouth-fucked by this cock, and she was getting more and more excited over it. Even the pain she felt as his fingers tightened over her hair, pulling at her scalp, felt delicious. All of a sudden, his cock swelled in her mouth, and he really dug his fingers in. He growled and a hot, thick torrent of cum blasted forth and hit the back of her throat. Swallow it, he demanded. Nicole's head went into a haze as she complied, swallowing as much of his cum as much as she could manage. But it was too much. She gagged and he pulled away, cum still shooting out of him, painting her lips and then her face. Nicole never swallowed. She never let anyone degrade her with a facial. Not until now. There, are you happy? Can I go now? She sputtered, trying to pick herself back up. I'm not done yet. She gasped as she looked down. His cock was still as hard as ever. I'm not like those liberal fucks you're used to. This dick is built for fucking, and it won't be happy until it gets a taste of some pussy. He grabbed her and threw her onto the bonnet again. She slammed down and the cuffs bit into the paintwork, but the cop didn't seem concerned. No, he was too far gone. He was focused on one thing only, fucking her, and the thought of it set off another flood of arousal between her legs. Again he lifted her skirt up and pulled her panties aside. Hell, he yanked them so hard. Nicole gasped as the material ripped. She licked her lips, waiting for it. She felt the head first, stabbing at her rear until it found her pussy. She cried out shamelessly now, her head filled with pure pleasure as her pussy stretched around his cock. It was so big, so filling that she could concentrate on nothing else. Not the fact that she don't even know this man's name, or where they were all she could think of to feel was this amazing cock filling her up. Fuck, she moaned. She never been taken by a stranger before. A stranger with complete dominion over her. Please, fuck me, she said. It was her voice, but she didn't feel like it was her saying those words. Fucking whore, he growled, and he pushed it in further. His hands grabbed her by her hips, making her feel like she couldn't get away. It was big, bigger than any cock she had before. It felt like she was being spread apart by a truncheon. He pushed further and further, the eager walls of her pussy accepting it like a pacified animal. Finally, his hips smashed up against the cheeks of her ass. He pulled back until he was almost out, and violently pushed it back in, making the cruiser groan against the force. Oh God, she cried out, enjoying the pleasure he was forcing out of her. You liked being fucked like a slut. Yes, fuck me, officer, she begged. Nicole never begged. He pumped faster and faster. He wasn't making love to her. He was teaching her a lesson. Nicole never experienced sex like this before, being treated like a fuck toy by a man who didn't give a shit about how she felt. It was refreshing. I'm going to claim you, slut. What? I'm going to pump you full of cum. You can't, she panicked. I'm not on anything. Her confession only served to rile him up even more. Fuck yeah, I'm going to put my seed in you. Stop, she cried as her face burned with shame. The threat of being impregnated by a piece of shit cop only made her cunt ache even more. And the inner walls of her pussy tightened around his invading cock. Here Nicole was being fucked on the bonnet of a police cruiser, and the cop was going to impregnate her. God, it was so hot. Yeah, come inside me, teach me a lesson. Impregnate me, you bastard, he growled, unable to contain himself anymore. Fuck, his hands clawed painfully hard into the sides of her hips, and she felt it. Wave after wave of hot cum was pouring into her pussy. She felt her womb contract, as if it was greedily trying to draw in his cum. He shivered against his climax, and his hand reached under her and rubbed against her clit, triggering her own orgasm. Oh fuck, no. She shook and quivered, her body rocking against him. Electricity traveled down her spine as she rode against her orgasm, savoring the delicious realization that this man has made her come harder than she ever had before. She never knew how erotic being ejaculated in bareback was so hot. Even with bad boys, she made sure they wore condoms. She didn't have a choice. At least, that's what she told herself. Beneath the blissful sense of erotic elation, she felt disgust with herself. Panting, she collapsed onto the ground. Nicole whimpered as she felt an inhuman amount of cum leak out of her pussy and down over her thighs. He crouched over and uncuffed her. He zipped up his fly and grunted. You're a good fuck, he chuckled. The cop dropped a card on her prone body. Give me a call if you want me teach you a lesson again. Moments later, he stepped into his car and reversed his cruiser and drove off, leaving her panting breathless on the floor, her eyes focusing singularly on the card he left. Her hand reached over and clasped over it,